The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Pettis Suspension, they're our Boundary Rider sponsor. $28 brake, steering and suspension check, Pettis Suspension. So obviously we couldn't get downstairs today. New Grove Benchtops as well. St John of God, your emergency specialist. So a whole bunch of sponsors, obviously, that we try and work hard to get through your K-Rock broadcast. But Pettis Suspension have been great long-term sponsors, and we mentioned them without a Boundary Rider. Tigers are making their way into the change rooms. We'll try and bring you the song if we can. Richmond 105 to Carlton 81. Tomorrow we have got the Bulldogs and the Pies on your K-Rock radio. The scenes are a little bit strange. We watched Channel 7 interview Jack Revolt on the boundary line on a microphone on a stand with Matthew Richardson standing hard up against the fence. As soon as the interview was done, they actually almost embraced and just said, "G'day, how are you going?"
Let's go down for the song.
Here is Richmond forming up. Now, part of the reason for the distortion on that would be that there was absolutely no cameras in the middle there, therefore no microphones connected to the cameras. The camera that was shot on...
Can't we just get Potthole to
actually
stand a bit closer?
Yeah, it was actually a remote camera on the roof. And if that's where the microphones are, then, Bryza, that's where the sound is going to be coming from. So, as far as Richmond are concerned, that's the way it goes. They're heading into a meeting now, aren't they? So they're heading into a meeting at this stage, which is probably going to make it difficult for us to be able to conduct a post-match interview. Bucky, let's run through some Kerr's Hire stats just while we can. We've also got our Stimatic standout, we've got our APCO goal of the day, and we've also got our Hamlin hanger to be able to work our way through post-match.
I'll just quickly start with some team stats. Carlton won just about everything. Won more of the ball, won more clearances, won more inside 50s, won more contested possessions, quite convincingly. 54-48 with those inside 50s overall, and after quarter time it was 46-30. The only big difference was the disposal efficiency. Richmond excellent at 80%, Carlton running at 69. It was 59 in the first quarter, so it did improve, you know, as the game went on. Tackle count, pretty disappointing tackle count for Carlton. 9 players didn't lay a tackle tonight, 23.
9 players didn't lay a tackle.
23 tackles for the evening. That's pretty ordinary. It probably explains why Richmond scored a lot of very easy goals tonight. Carlton really had to work hard for their goals. Richmond had 52 tackles individually. Prestia, 25 and a goal. Martin, a lazy 24, I would have thought, and a goal. Cochin, 19, and a couple of behinds. Baker, 16. Short, 15. Caddy worked his way into the game, 15. Edwards, 15, and a goal. Ashbury, 14, and 4 marks. A goal to Lambert from 14. 3 goals to Bolton from limited opportunities. 3 goals to Rioli, the same. So they were dangerous. 6 goals between those two small forwards was a good return. And 3 goals to Jason Castagna. So that's 9 goals to those live wires up forward. That was probably the difference in the end. Revolt was on fire early. 3 goals run from 6 disposals of the Blues. I mean, Cripps was good. 31 and 10 clearances from the skipper. 17 of those contested. Doherty on return, 26. Murphy, 26, was good. Simpson, 20. Walsh, yeah, 32% disposal efficiency from his 19 touches. Wasn't a good night out. Petrescu Seaton was impressive across the halfback with 19. I suppose that the story for Carlton was the form of their new recruit, Jack Martin from the Gold Coast Suns. 17 disposals. He looked like he tired a bit in that last quarter. He kicked 4 goals, 1, all coming in the third quarter where the Blues made a bit of a charge. Fisher was okay with 17. A couple of goals to Casbot, I thought was really good tonight, both up forward in the ruck. When Cruiser went out, 16 hit out, 16 touches and kicked those 2 goals. And a couple of goals to David Cunningham from 8 touches and Jack Silvani, 6 touches and 2 goals. Kozer, a crowd of no one saw Richmond 16-9-105 defeat Carlton 12-9-81. That's a 24-point win.
That's a damning stat when you say 9 players didn't get a tackle. So Jones, Plowman and Simpson, I can have a little bit of leeway for defenders, but you think that lay one, but Silvani, Gibbons,
they're forwards.
As forwards, if you turn the ball over and put pressure on your front half, you score. So that's disappointing. Murphy, Walsh, and Fisher, plus Big Meat Casbolt through the middle of the ground. To not lay a tackle between those four is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's...
23, did they tackle more than that in the exhibition game? 23 tackles?
Can I ask you a question? If when you hear that stat, does that surprise you?
No.
Did it feel that way?
No. Not that one-sided, but it doesn't surprise me when I looked at the names.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
We are into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes, award-winning Geelong building builder specialising in custom design homes from 400 to a million. And City to Serve Solar, Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialist, Essendon Street in Grovedale. We also need to get done your head-to-head Geelong insurance brokers covering Geelong for 25 years. Just simply that in isolation was Cripps and Cotchin. Yep. If you can deliver that, please, well, Bucky.
31 to Cripps. Didn't hit the scoreboard. Two tackles, 10 clearances. 7-8 contested possessions. Trent Cotchin, a couple of behinds, 19 touches. Yeah, the 9 contested possessions and 3 clearances. So, Brownie.
Oh, I think Cripps. Cripps, his influence around the middle of the ground with the clearances and his contested footy, particularly when his team wasn't going so well in probably the first quarter and a bit, was pretty good. And to play four quarters like that, he's had a very good game, the skipper.
Cripper has done well. Our Steamatic standout, don't panic, call Steamatic. Who did you like there, Lee Brown?
I reckon it's quite even for Richmond, so it's hard to single anyone out there. But I like, in terms of a standout, Jack Martin, his first game for a footy club. He put a stamp on it. You know, contested possession was strong. His ability to hit the scoreboard, particularly that third quarter, he made a real presence, whether that was in the middle of the ground or up forward. I thought he had an excellent game. And you know, if that's the baseline you're going to get from Jack Martin in terms of effort, and well, you're going to have a very good player.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.